that Avada is a lot of shittas and Hilchos Shvi'is and Kulam Kedoshim, Kulam Tahorim, and Bederech Klal and Ahalacha Shir. Normally I try to go over all of the shittas, and you know, this Kederech Halomdim, and then also to say a little bit Ahalacha Lemaaseh. But because Dinei Shvi'is Rabim Hem, and it's nagia for every bocher and a maise for the next year, how to keep the halachas of Shvi'is. So I want to try at least the derech k'tzoro to go over all of the halachas with the shittas, with the ikar aminek. I will mention the chumras for different people are machmir and different little things, but to go over all of the halachas of Shvi'is. We have to know it's very good. I'll tell you, today in the morning, I left early to yeshiva. I was away out to go out of my house, and I see in the beginning of Arnof, the government, the workers are pulling plants. I tried to stop them, no one wanted to listen. I called the mayor of the city, I told him, I'm giving you an hour, if not, there'll be signs in the whole city against you. And Yerushalayim Yerakoyda Shviz. He said, we didn't know that this is also. I said, people have to learn the halachas. If you want to be the mayor, you have to know the halachas. So they stop. I'm just saying, you have to know the halachas of Shvi'is. So I want really the ma'isadik to go duch the halachas. I will start with what's more nagia le ma'isa, and we'll go duch. It's kedusha Shvi'is and peiroi Shvi'is. The ma'isa al pi halacha. The vegetables that already are in the store today, of tomorrow morning, the vegetables, the fimos shittas already are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. Beyerek we go basar lekite, and we made the vegetables of the kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. So we'll start the mesada that vote. The halacha is like this: in peiros ha'ilon. The Kedusha Shvi'is and 95 or 98% of the Peiros Ha'ilon will only start in Chodesh Nisan Abo Aleinu L'Toivo. Before that, all of the fruits that are in the stores are not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. If not, that you will hear different, there will be signs. About the Derech Klal, all of the fruits, till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the reason is because Be'ilon, we go Basar Chanote, so most of the Peiros were Choynet and the Shona Ashishis. They don't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Beyerek, we go Basar Lekite. And Val, we go Basar Lekite. Could we also go Lechumre, Basar Shlish, and Afkimir will be the Motzei Shvi'is, that even if they pick it after Shvi'is, if it was Godal Shlish B'Shvi'is, we'll be Machmir that it has Kedusha Shvi'is. This is Negea to Motzei Shvi'is. What is Negea to now is that Beyerek, you go Basar Chanote, and Val Beyerek, you go Basar Chanote. Val b'yerek you go basar chanote, and I'm saying Val b'yerek you go basar lekite. B'meile all of the peiros, all of the vegetables that will be nilkat from after Rosh Hashanah, akodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. Now, when we start to handle kedusha shvi'is, we have six aloches that we have to handle, and this aloches every person has to remember. Every time when you go to a store or when you eat, there's one halacha that is called Shomur Veneva. This means that something that grew in Eretz Yisrael and Shvi'is is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, be'etzem you're allowed to eat. It just is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. Oh, but if it's Shomur Veneva, the minhag in Yerushalayim was that it's Osur Be'achile. Now, if you have a fryer neighbor and he has tomatoes and he doesn't let people to pick his tomatoes, so but he picks it off and he gives it to you tomorrow to eat, you tell him it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, but it's Osur Be'achile because it's Shomur Veneva. Val it's Shomur Veneva, mean he washed it, he was not mafkir it, or Neva, he worked in it, it's Osur. This was the Minhag Yerushalayim. Different poskim said that Shomu v'Nevat is Mutar. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was Machria that b'shas atchak godol, b'shas atchak godol, you're allowed to eat shamu v'neva. We'll go over later, maybe 20, 30 times, the different afkaminas, why we have to know this klal. Shamu v'neva, minig Yerushalayim, that was also, the Chazanish said b'zmanoi, that it's muter, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that he only meant that that days, that most of the people in Atzisrael were fried. So if you say shomu v'neva is also, you can't eat. Forget about keeping kedusha shviz. You can't eat. Because the fries did shomu v'neva. So the chazanish was matir. But today, Dr. Chaim Kanievsky, this is what his father, his stipler, told him, that he heard from the chazanish, that today the stipler, the chazanish would not be matir. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that even the minig was natu, of a b'shas hadchak, and this is the psak. Me'ikar adin, we don't eat shomu v'neva, b'shas hadchak, we eat. Again, the normal cases, my fry a neighbor, he has a tomato, and he doesn't have people to take it, it's shomu v'neva. This is one halacha that we have to know in Shvitz. The second halacha that is more chomu is isur sfichi. Chazal was scared that people will plant their sodas in Shvitz, and they will come and say, it grew on his own? I don't know, it was a wind. Tomato seeds flew into my soda and it grew. Chazal said, every tomato that grows in Shviz is also to eat. Shomu v'nevad is, I'm sorry, Sfichin is also. Everything that grew in Shviz is also. Now, what is considered grew in Shviz? This is not so clear. If you are Sfardi, you have a very big problem. As Rabbi Chacham ben Tzion Abba Shaul says, if you are Sfardi, everything that, the same thing in Kedusha Shviz, if it was picked in Shviz, it hasn't been Sfichin. Vegetables. Trees, they didn't answer, because no one could say, I had a wind and a tree came. It takes 4 years for the tree to grow. Bananas also, because it grows for a couple of years. But all the other things, Me'ikar Adin, is Isur Sfichin. This is the Sfardi. The Ashkenazi hold that Sfichin is only things that started to grow in Shviz. The Moshel, tomatoes, even if we pick them off tomorrow off the bush, they have Kedusha Shviz, the tomatoes, but they started to go out before Shviz. So we don't hold Me'ikar Ravin that is the Isur Sfichin on them before Shviz. Only if they started to grow in Shviz. And wheat and different things is different shiur. So this is the second halacha that we have to know. Isur sfichin. Why is it so important to know isur sfichin? I explain to you. You have your neighbor, he gives you a tomato. So first, again, it's shviz, my neighbor, fryer neighbor, he has tomatoes in his garden. He gives me a tomato to eat. Then what's this? That cousin that you go to eat by, but the vial. It's the neighbor that gives you a tomato to eat. First you say, 1 second, it's Kodesh, okay? I will have to behave with all the halachas of Kedusha, like we'll say later, all the halachas. I have a problem of shovel whenever. No, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, b'shas hadchak. But if this tomato, so if you go tomorrow to that neighbor, so tomorrow is no sfichin on tomatoes. It takes at least 4 weeks till tomatoes grow. But if in Chanukah your neighbor will give you a tomato, it's also be isur sfichin. And not only that, when it's the isur sfichin, the pots become also, and you're not allowed to use his pots. Now if you go to a hotel that doesn't keep Kedusha Shviz, Purim time, Olam HaZogim, the end of summer, Menazmanin, next year, that hotel didn't keep Kedusha Shviz. And that time, most of the vegetables in the country that are not Kodesh, that are not bought in a good hechsher, are isur sfichin. So, not only, okay, I will keep Kedusha Shviz in the hotel. I will not eat vegetables. Everything is treif. And the onions are treif. Isur derabon. And everything that is cooked in their pots is also to eat. So every time when we pick up a vegetable, we have to be sure, it's before we go into a kosher store. It doesn't make a difference. I explained to you why you have to know these halachas even to a kosher store. You have to think 1 second. It's Kodesh, I have to know how to keep the halachas. We'll see later. It's shomu v'neva, because I can't eat it. It's not Shavu v'neva. It's not Kodesh. I don't have a problem. I have a problem of Sichi. A fourth problem that will be Zman Abiyu. Chazal said that kol zman sheyesh labehemo ato oichel. Kesheein labehemo, ein ato oichel. For example, Lama Zogin, the tomatoes grow in the winter. Around Pesach time is no more tomatoes in the fields. I why the store has, they bring from Holland. Aber in Eretz Yisrael, it grows in the winter. And the minute there is no more tomatoes in the floor, in the street, in the sodas, it's called Zman Abiyu. To be very again after Halachas, but I'm trying to say Mamish the Shiroshim, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, but we have to know for Shvi's. Zman Abiyu, as a machlekes, what happens? Some poskim hold that becomes osur be'achile after Zman Abiyu, and the ma'aseh most poskim hold like that. That if you didn't do biul, the payers become osur. If it's yours, the hayinu the mashal, you bought tomatoes and you kept it in your freezer and it came Pesach. So what you have to do is you have to put it in the street and you say hefker, hefker, hefker. And this is what Gantz Klal Yisrael does. Everyone buys it. It's Yisrael cheap. Kalman Mizrahi is a very known company. They make all the expensive wines. They make it from Oitzel Basin. We'll get to it later. Everyone buys like 500 boxes. And the chvei is 200 shekel. Yeah? Then it comes Pesach as the Zman Abiyu. We speak in another year and a half it will happen. So Erev Pesach and Zman Tzreifas Chometz, that is the day of the Zman Abiyu. So near every fire you see hundreds of boxes. And the person says, Hefker, 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 and he has to let everyone to take it. No one takes it, he's allowed to bring it back home. And we were little kids, we would run around, you know, all the bottles. But the problem is, when you buy tomatoes, when a place that doesn't have a Hechsher, Pesach time, while he didn't do biul, it's osur be'achile. So again, shomu v'neva, sfichim, and biul. This brings us to places that don't have a kashrus, and a different time during the year, you're not allowed to buy there. There's no way to buy. Daniel, if normally you could say, okay, I buy. I vegetables, I'll mafresh lumas the maizes myself. As if you're not allowed to eat the chicken by him, the meat by him. Every potato becomes a piece of meat. It's three suing. Svichim, shamu v'nevad, and zman abiyu. And even if you bring your own food, you can't use his dishes. This is the reason that shamu v'nevad, that starts from tomorrow really, svichim will start in a couple months, and zman abiyu will start a bit later. This will bring us that you're not allowed to buy, and not only that, even if you have a store with a Hechsher, and you see the guys are shtickle playing games, and I'll explain to you soon why everyone is playing games. At the end of the afternoon, I think I chop the store of Avadat, the owner trying to chop to play games, to bring in tomatoes that they cut just a couple hours ago from a Jewish field, that is very close to Gush HaShviz, it was Shavu v'Neva. And the problem is today, you know, the Arabs are dangerous. And when I started to go into it, he almost killed me. All afternoon I was busy with the Arab. But what I'm explaining, this is the reason that this Shemitah is a very big problem. I'll explain to you later. Because that, maybe I'll say one word that you will understand. Why alimol and meat all over the world is stories? Because the cheap meat, the not kosher meat costs pennies. The kosher meat costs $50. So the guy decides, it's big Yitzhahor. While the Badats and all the Vade Akashris are only buying from people that open the fields, they let everyone to pick. So all the Fry Yidden don't have where to sell the fruit for the next year. The government is trying to fight the Badats, everyone is trying. Because all the 90% of the country is Fry, no one wants to buy it. Because you have to understand, Austin doesn't buy it, even if Austin buys 25%, because they will not get Badats. Then Tnuva, that they sell another 25% of the vegetables, they know if they will buy something, the Badas will take off the hechsher from the milk. So they don't want to buy it. All the big hotels, they don't want to have storage. So all the country is going to buy from 10% of the people. So all of these people. So all of these places that are trying to buy for 10%, the 90% of the country are selling cheap schoira. Then if I have a badat store, if I have to buy tomatoes from the place I buy, I will pay lamazogin 10 shekel per kilo of tomatoes. If I'm the, how much for a box lamazogin, I'll pay 10 shekel. If I buy it from the Jewish people, I will pay 2 shekel for tomatoes. So it's a big nisoyan. This means people tell you, you know, it's okay. The aloha in Yoredeya is, when the not kosher is cheaper from the kosher, no one is neman. When not kosher is cheaper, this is the whole problem. So when a person, you come to your cousin, so I bought, it's cheaper. But mainly no one is neman, and this is the reason, it's a big mikshol that everyone tries to smuggle in, to push into all different places. We'll say later different ingredients. So again, we have Shomu Venevat, we have our Isur Sfichin, and we have Isur Bil. Now we have another Aloha and Shvis, Isur Schoiro. If you have a store that has tomatoes, that Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis, it's not Shomu Venevat. The guy went to the field, he found a Hefker field, and he collected the tomatoes. It was before the Zman HaBiyu, it was no Isur Sfichin. The guy went himself. And he bought it. The Ben Rechatinza was still there. He bought it by a goy. He has payers that Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. Is the Isur to go and buy by him? Isur Schoira. This is the fourth Isur that every person that goes to a store is Nichshal in the Isur Schoira. So it's a problem to go to buy. Even already if it's not Shomu V'Nevat. Even if it's no problem with Biyu. Even if it's no problem with Sfichim. Is the problem of Shomu V'en of Isur Schoira. We'll see later how we take care of the Isur Schoira. It's Eitzes how to take care of Isur Schoira. But Be'etzem you can't buy. In a normal way you can't buy. The way to skip Isur Schoira is if you buy in credit, there's no Isur Schoira. The Hainu, you pay him in a credit card, you pay him in a check, or you tell him I'll pay you tomorrow. Then you skip the problem of Isur Schoira. There's another way to skip Isur Schoira is Havloah. You buy two things. One is Kodesh, one is not Kodesh. You tell them the money is for this. I'm just paying double for this. And this I'm getting for free. This is Isur Schoira. And the fifth problem is Shomu V'Nevat, Sfichin, Bil, Schoira. The fifth problem is Ein Moisrim, it's a Din Rabbanan, Mois Shvis Lachoshut. The Hainu. The halacha is like this. When I buy payers that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis, Lamazogin, I found a way to do it. No Shomu V'Nevat, no Biyu, no Svichin, and I gave him money to buy tomatoes. The money becomes Kodesh. This is the halacha. If I buy tomatoes with money, the money becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. And if the owner goes with that money and he buys chicken, his chicken in his house is Kodesh B'Kodesh B'Kodesh B'Kodesh. Now the problem is that if the guy that sells in the store B'Derech Klal doesn't know halachas, so when he sells you tomatoes and you're giving him money, now his money is Kodesh. Then he goes to the supermarket and he's buying chicken. So he doesn't know to keep Kedusha Shvis, so then he will throw the chicken to the garbage. So you marshal him and leave me'ivel to mafsid Shvis and the chicken. So you're not allowed to give money to a choshen al shvis. If you give him in credit, so the kedusha is not chal on the money. Only when you do it direct, the money is chal. But if you give him in credit, the kedusha is not chal. These are the five problems that we have every time. Why the kedusha is not chal? Because the whole din that it's chal is a din de rabbanon, and this is the way the rabbanon were kaveh. That the Kedusha will not be chal on the money if it will be in credit, because we're looking at it like Pereh Achoy V'Shel Chaveiro. And the sixth thing, that this is a part of the fifth thing, is that when you get change from a guy, Lamazan, you go to the store that sells tomatoes at Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis, and he will give you change that he got really from the last guy that bought tomatoes. So the change by you is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. So now when you go to the store and buy bread, your bread will be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. So when you go into a store, the best thing is not to take change. So if you're paying credit, you don't need to take change. Oh, but if you take change, so you have to know, some stores is roiv that is not Kodesh Mekdusha Shvitz. Some stores is not roiv that is Kodesh Mekdusha Shvitz. Some is not Kodesh Mekdusha Shvitz. But stores that, emotionally, you have vegetable stores, that 95% of the money, at least in the little box there, the black box, now you know it's from today's money. So the money is Kodesh Mekdusha Shvitz. So when you get change from that store, you're stuck with the money. What do you ask? But then if you get change from a person that has money, then you have a problem with Kodesh Mekdusha Shvitz. After we know these six klalim, every person has to remember to himself, and every time if he checks these six things, he knows what he's doing. Now I want to go to the next step, because I want first practical. If we have more time, we'll build on it more. So what happens? We're going now to Shviz started Rosh Hashanah. So what kind of fruits and vegetables we will meet in the store? So they have in the store around 6 or 7 kind of fruits and vegetables and different levels of kedusha. Some stores or some Elicha guys are trustable, that you could trust them in the store to know this is from this and this is from this. We'll get later to the cans, to the all these other things, how you know what is inside there. But we're going now, you're going to a vegetable store. The stores try to get import fruits and vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. We call it Peiros Chutz La'aretz. Peiros Chutz La'aretz, Lekula Alme is no Kedusha Shviz. There's no issu. I forgot one thing, so I'm just going back to Masada. The seventh thing is that is the issu to weigh and to count payers that are Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. You're not allowed to sell it on a scaler, you're not allowed to weigh it, you're not allowed to count it, you have to give it be'erich. You're not allowed to weigh it, issu, you're not allowed to count it and weigh it. You have to give it in bags around. It's Midah Minyan V'Mishkan. Okay, so now we go to Keseda. We have Peiros Chutz La'aretz. Peiros Chutz La'aretz don't have no Kedusha Shviz Bichlal. And in our days, you're allowed to sell it in the stores. In time of Chazal, it was not so simple, because import only started the last years that the boats come, the planes. So Chazal asked that even if you bring fruit from Chutz La'aretz, if you sell it, people will think that you're selling Peiros Shviz. So they told you, you're not allowed to sell it in the normal store. And the first years when they started to import, the guys had outside the store the Chutz La'aretz things. Because we don't want, Chazal asked, Limkor ba'oisam mokoim Peiros Chutz La'aretz. Chazal, lemaise, it's totally in the minag ha'mokoim. While in our days, it's so much from Chutz La'aretz, from all of these things, so there's no Maris O'ayim, so they're allowed to sell it. So if you go into a shop and he tells you, this is from Chutz La'aretz, and by answer, this is the best Eitzah every time when you want to buy something, if you have your own house, you go in, you look for Peiros Chutz La'aretz, and if you buy Peiros Chutz La'aretz, there's no Kedusha Shviz. The next thing that they have is called Aravat Dromit and Aravat Sfonit. Arava is a place near Eretz Yisrael that is called Eilat. I was never zeichet to be there yet. Now, it's a machlekes if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. Again, I don't want to go into the lombus, but the main shiloh was like this. Mokem shelekov shoy lebovel velekov shoy lemitzrayim avad is not kodesh. Mokem shekov lo el mitzrayim velekov shoy lebovel. We say kedusha rishen kitzur shayis and lekitzur zilavoy. Aber Gemara says how be krochim inichu el lebovel kdesh ismochem beshvis. Lemaise after all of the sugya, Reb Eliashiv holds that what is called aravad dromit, it's 30 degrees. It's a kind of way to do the math. Up north, near Elat, from there it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe Yashiv was matter to take payers from Arava Dromit. The Haredis is make a shtickel more, and they take even from before that line that is called Arava Tzfonit. You will see later in different stores Arava Dromit, Arava Tzfonit. Arava Dromit, kimat everyone lemaisa holds that it's mutter. Arava Tzfonit, some people are machne. But a lot of places they take from Nochrim. Again, so these things are mutter. The third thing that is mutter that is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is al pi Rabbeinu Rebbe Yashiv, because not everybody in Midrashes in Yerushalayim were masking with that. Some more machmudik but the Midrashes in Yerushalayim didn't like it. Rebbe Yashiv was matir to make a greenhouse, and in that greenhouse to put plants in a otzit she'enoy nakuf. I'll explain later more the mice of it. And they sold it to a guy. It's not negiah to that on the chira. I'll explain to you in a second. And Rabbi Yashiv said that these things are not kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. If it's in a greenhouse and it's in a plant she'ena nakuf and it's sold to a guy, Rabbi Yashiv hold that it's no kedusha shvi'is. And this is what they did 7 years ago. Gantz Klal Yisrael, Gush Katif was a place that was called Gush Katif, and they made the vegetables. It was run by Yidden then, and everyone ate the moher from them. And but the problem is that it's tzvichin. If it's Yidden, it's tzvichin. There's no way to eat it. So what they did is they made greenhouses, and they had a plant, and they sold it to a guy, and it helped. I will explain later a little bit more what is Giboy the Heta from Rebbe Yashiv. I will see later different kashas how they use it. But I want first to know the names of the things that we will meet in the stores. To know we have Chutz La'aretz Arava that is like Chutz La'aretz, and we have Chamamot with a goy. It's called Chamamot. It's a greenhouse. These things, three things, are not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. The third thing I said, not everyone accepted. Now we're going, okay, so Lemaise, all of these things that come from Chutz La'aretz, you don't have a problem, you buy normally. It buys from Arava Dromit, you buy normally. It comes from a greenhouse, you buy normally. The problem is that all of these things that you could import and have from greenhouses, from Arava Dromit, is a very small amount of the vegetables and fruits that we could have. So here we go to the next shayla that is called Peiros Nochrim. Now I want to give the halachas of Peiros Nochrim, and then we'll see. It's first when we ask in the Suder, and then we'll go halacha lemaaseh. Peiros Nochrim has two groups of poskim. Mina Yerushalayim al pi d'mabit, and al pi a lot of poskim, Ma'ariv Diskin of Shmuel Salam. All of these poskim hold Peiros Nochrim don't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Peiros Nochrim don't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Yesh kinyan le'akum lefkia be'eretz Yisrael, or lochem veloy le'akum, b'meile Peiros Nochrim don't have Kedusha Shvi'is. The Badatz, and meaning Yerushalayim al pi the Badatz is soymech on that. So be'etzem in the Badatz, they don't have a problem. They buy everything from the Arabs. They go to the Arabs' fields. Everything is from the Arabs. So the Maaseh, if you go to feed the Badatz, the Etzim, you have an easy Shvi'is. You go into a store of the Badatz, Peiros Nochrim, no Shaykhis to Shvi'is, no Biu, no Schoiro, no Shomu, no Nevat, nothing. The Badatz stores will be full of fruits and vegetables, Be'ez Hashem, for the next 2 years, Kilu Nishgiven Shvi'is. I'm serious. We have limits. Again, it became harder because the Arabs became a bit smart. And what they do is they go and they buy from the Yidden. It was a story last year, Shmita. But that's had potatoes from the Arabs. Then Aguda had from the Arabs. Then Reuben had from the Arabs. And everyone found out that it's the same Arab. Didn't make sense. And everyone said, we came, the study was full.
that guy, that Arab went to a Jewish field, he bought potatoes. By night he got his Arabs to push it under the ground, and the morning Mashgiach came, stuck it. They were took out. The other 2 days he ordered a different kashrus, again the meat and they filled up before. And like this he had potatoes for the whole Klal Yisrael. So, but that's what the Bats did till now. They would not give a hechsher only if the Mashgiach would come a couple times a year to check it. This lemaisa, because the security matzav, it's not shaykh to be on top of the Arabs. This is the reason the lack of peiros akum, a very big lack of peiros akum this Shemitah, and this is the reason they're working on import much more. But you'll see, even about that stores, some weeks, there's no, like now you go in, you have everything in the store. There'll be no watermelon, there'll be no potatoes one. Every day, what they could find from the akum, they'll bring you. So if you know like Minak the Badats, now you have to know, Mi'ikar Adin, Yerushalayim's Minak was like the Badats. And this is the reason the Badats is not changing. I don't think they're allowed to change. You have to know, Rabbi Yashiv till 10 years ago, this is what he did also, maybe 15 years ago. He also didn't keep Dusha Shviz and Peres Noch. This is what they did. You have to know, this was the meaning in Yerushalayim. I was in Kulteira, I was learning, and Bochrim came from Bnei Brak, and Rabbi Shmuel Zalman was fighting with the Bochrim. He didn't let Peres Nochim meaning Yerushalayim. He said, it's a chutzpah to hold Rabbi Shmuel Salaf, Nishgivus. So chutzpah to hold the Maril Diskim. The minig is geboid on the Bis Yosef. I don't know if you heard about the Bis Yosef, but this is the Mor and Shulchan Aruch. It's not a minig shtus. You have to know why I'm saying that. I will say later what is the anoge for Yeshiva Bochum. But you have to know sometimes a person, no, ich bin a frumer, yeah, he doesn't. But then he calls you up, but he has to go to a hotel. Here, badat, eat badat and don't, you know, eat by daich and don't go to Rabbanut Mehavri. A person has to know what is a chumra and what is a kula. You have to know, on the marshal, a person that's being ingelight, that they find that their mishpoche, it's hard for them to keep. You have to know, sido badat, sido minig Yerushalayim. I will say later for the Bochim, the Anoge, and the Gabi, what we will be using the Badats. It's very Negev, there's a lot of psalkim that are Negev to that. But we have to know, Le'um Azdem, the Chazanish, and a group of a lot of poiskim and the Mabit Roisham hold that is Kedusha, Shviz, and Peres Nochim. Is Kedusha, Shviz, and Peres Nochim. But, and this is the minhag that Chutz from Yerushalayim and Gantz Eretz Yisrael, everyone keeps Kedusha Shviz and Peres Nochem. They say there is a raya from Moshe Feinstein that he also holds like that. Someone asked him what to do. He told him, "It's Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael." He said, "I think the Chazanish will be Skerov. It's Kedai to ask them." Then both of them kept Kedusha Shviz, and they say that the letter was for a person that lived in Yerushalayim. I can read the letter. I remember it. והנה להלוך ולמייס צורך לידע מגדוי לארץ ישראל שבארץ ישראל החלינו בכל דובו מיליון השמיתו ולעשויס כמו שנוהג הוא גדוי לישראל שהויסו דירוסום קבוע גם הגריז מבריץ והחזני שהיו שם ידוע לבניהם איך שנוהגו עד כאן לא שלו מיישה. So the people that come from America, I think that normally the minhag is to follow Reb Moshe. So these people have to know that it's not so poshut. He tells them that they have to follow this minhag. I said, "Midav wissen." Now the difference is in Peres Nochrim is kopul kulas. It's no isur svichim when you buy from a goy, because the goy is allowed to work in his field. It's no shomu v'nevat when you buy from the goy. So, Peres Nochim have a Kedusha, Lechumre. Peres Nochim have a Kedusha, Lechumre, Lefidach Hazanish, Meikar Adin. But, Peres Nochim, even if it's Tzvichim, and even if it's Shamu V'Nevar, you're allowed to buy from the God. So, these are the two halachas that we have.
So again, a person decides that he's not keeping Dusha Shvis and Peiros Nochim, doesn't have a problem. The Shvis is not the getter. If this person decides that he is keeping Dusha Shvis and Peiros Nochim, now he has a big problem. He's going to keep, we'll see later what you do when you keep Dusha Shvis. So you're getting up tomorrow morning and you want to buy a tomato. So you walk into the store. The Baal is going to Badat store. Tell you again, not to the Badat store. You go to a Badat store and you see tomatoes, and other the guy doesn't have no signs, so you could assume it's from Goyim. Or it says before, Peiros Nochim. Same. So you will keep Dusha Shvis. He doesn't keep, you will keep. But you start with a problem. If you keep Dusha Shvis, how you could buy it from him? Is the Isus Schoira? How he could weigh it for you? Is the Isu Schoira? Is the Isu to weigh? So you have a problem. If you want to buy in the Badat store, tomorrow morning you have a problem. Isu Schoira. So how you will buy in the Badat store tomorrow morning if you decide to keep Lechumra? If you decide to keep Lechumra Perashvis, you have a problem tomorrow morning when you're going into a Badat store, you have a problem to buy. Because you have to be choshesh lechumra. So what you do? So it's machlekes. The Mabit himself, that he was the one that said that you have to keep Kedusha Shvis or Peiros Nochim, he said like this. The person that buys from the goy is allowed to buy. Right? From the goy you're allowed to buy. The goy doesn't have an issue himself. But the problem is I'm buying from the vegetable man. Yeah, I'm not allowed to buy. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds like this. We're going into a chakire. The isur schoiro, al mi ne'emar isur schoiro? Al ha-moicher or al ha-loikech? Who has the isur? The moicher or the loikech? If the isur is on the moicher, so the loikech is only over and lifnei iver. If the isur is also on the loikech, so the Lekeach is also over Isur Schoir. So, the Chazanish and Andere Haul, Rav Nissim, that the Isur is signed the Moicher, signed the Lekeach. So it's no Eitzah to buy in the Goyish Shah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Haul, as they state in Rashi, the Isur is only on the Moicher. Okay, but it doesn't help. Machlif ne Iver le Sitem Mikshe. Zogt Rav Shlomo Zalman, while he holds that the Badats are right, and he's allowed to be Samech on the Badats, I don't have an Isur lifnei Iver. It's Negea to tell a person that he holds it's Mutter and I hold it's also to open the barrels and Shabbos, all different Shailas. But here the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds you allowed. We'll see, in different things in Shvis to be a bigger problem. Aber in Peiros Nochim, weil Minag Yerushalayim al Pi Gdoyle Adoyros was leheter, the Melech Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds you allowed to buy in a Badat store, even if you decide to be Machmir, you're allowed to buy. Not everyone agrees with this Pesach. The Chazanish holds you're not allowed to. Now, so in the Badat stores, I don't know what it'll be this year, not for sure, what is the plan? But most of that stores don't come to help you. The Hainu, they keep Minag Yerushalayim, so they will sell you Peiros Nochim. And if you buy these Peiros, you will have to be Nei Kedusha. Like in a second, we'll learn the Alochas of the Kedusha. And again, you could sell Mechan Rav Shlomo Zalman to buy. If you don't want to be sell Mechan Rav Shlomo Zalman, so you have another Eitzah, you buy Be'avloy. Lamasha, you tell him, okay, what do you have from Chutz La'aretz? Because I have Kiwi. Stop, all the fruits are not colored from Dusha Shvis. So you tell them, okay, I want to buy 5 potatoes, 5 tomatoes, 5 cucumbers, 5 carrots, and I want 2 packages of grapes. But I'll pay you a lot of money for the grapes, and you give me the rest for a present. So, b'meila, you skip the Yisus Chayra. Or, you pay in credit. So the Hainu, me'ikar adin, you could go into a Badat store and buy Peiros Nochim. But if you want to be machmir alashites, you will buy in credit in the Badat stores. Later we'll speak about the stores that don't have Ashkocha. That there it's mamash a problem, because it's a real lifnei iver. Because the guy in the store doesn't have a heter to sell it. But we're speaking in a badat store that has a hechsher, and he has an hutah b'sarech. So if Shem Zalman holds you could buy quietly, even if you want to keep, you American, you keep like Reb Moshe, that you machmir kedusha shvi'is, but you have a heter to buy. But if you want it not to be same with Reb Shem Zalman, credit or avlo. Now the same thing is getting change. If you go to the store, if he has a lot of kedusha shvi'is things, so if you get change, your money will be kodesh kedusha shvi'is. But if you pay in credit, so you don't get change. The same thing, but he's allowed to wait. The same story, he's allowed to wait. This is legabi the buying the payers not. In different stores, Lamoshal, different Ashgoches, Lamoshal is a store Aleph, big store, it's called Aleph. So in the store Aleph Lamoshal, they made an arrangement. Dear the Hechsher is a Rav Efrati, Al Pi Reb Eliashiv. All I know is the store in Geula where all the briskets buy. It's a Vadat store, got it. So what they do? They buy Peres Nochim. You're allowed to buy Peres Nochim. This is what you do. There's nothing else what to buy. So you do Shlichas. You don't buy from the owner. You're sending him to be a shliach to buy from the Arab. So he buys from the Arab for you, and you own the payless. The nafkamina is, if what happened, that in the morning before you came to buy, was a big fire, and everything, all the vegetables got ruined. Even so, you have to pay. Because he bought it in b'shlichas of you. It's your payless, he doesn't own the payless. Just how he divides it, let's see how much they pay him later, and if he what he weighs it, he divides it. They call it the frum het al mechira, yeah? So he's doing b'shlichas for you. Chazal will matter to do it, because it's the only way lemaisa, if you hold it as an isu, schoiro b'peres agum, and b'nei brak. They hold it as an isu, schoiro b'peres agum. So how they have stored, there's no way to have food, there's nothing but to eat. Yerushalayim, you go to a badat store. At Bnei Brak, you want potatoes. You go into a store, you can't buy. No, all the business stops. So the Eitzah is, in every store, you feel like stop shlichas. Now, Rabbi Eliashiv holds that if most of the people make a ksav, even if you didn't make a ksav, it's ki'ilu he bought b'shlichas for you. So Moshe, if you go to Aleph, even if you didn't make a ksav, it's also ki'ilu you made a ksav. If you go to that store and Geula, what all of them go to, even if you didn't make a ksav, it's also good. Because he has a das to buy to everyone that wants and everyone that needs. Kol ze achmiz b'kal b'chayim. Again, the Mehadrin write a ksav shlichas. The Hechsher, Rubin's Hechsher, also everything, every store. Now that, when you buy, so the Moshe, I'll give you an example. There's a Shvarama store near Yeshiva. Yeah? I don't think Yeshiva Bochum going in. But I want just to speak Lemaisavi. You buy the Moshe as a lafa forward food. Now what they have inside, they have meat, and they have potatoes and vegetables. Now the vegetables that they have inside are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. So if you buy, so Lama Zogin, okay, they use Noch. They're not, what they're using Noch. So they're using Noch, they only have Rabat Rumi, and they're using Noch. So but it's Isus Choyer. So the Etzem is not a problem. Why? It's Bav Lo. If you tell him not to put chips inside, he doesn't charge less. So you don't even to speak out the Bav Lo. One is a little bit, not to speak practical Zach, you will understand. You don't have to speak it out. I pay for the meat. With chips, without chips, he charges the same. Well, it could be a problem. You want to buy chips. You know, you could buy a bag full of chips. So here is no avlo. So he told me the head of the Ashgoche that they made a ketav shlichas, the mezake everyone a ketav shlichas in all these stores, and kilu everyone is buying shlichas. So he bought the tomatoes, the potatoes, and the chips. He bought the yub shlichas and the akum. So b'melah you could buy in all their stores. So I'm saying again, why in Shvi'is it's so important to go to a store that has a choshev Ashgoche. You have to understand, it's not only that you say you are Semech Adiz Rabbanut, you're not Semech Adiz Rabbanut. It has to be that the people in the store are following the Ashgochen.
The guy in the store fights the mashgichim. Shlichasayim. I'm selling. No one will tell me what to do here. So the ma'isa, you ever miss a schayla? You ever miss a schayla? And then you have a problem to buy. You can't stand by. If it's a isu schayla, it's a isu schayla. Okay. We'll go the next step. So we took here if buying payla is nochrim. Now I want one more halacha, even that I really want to start to speak about the kedusha shvi'is. Is another zach that is called heter mechira. We have to know what it is. Heter mechira is that some people, some was bizmani was some rabbanim, that what they did, they said like this. First, they hold that is no kedusha shvi'is in peres nochim. If you hold kedusha shvi'is in peres nochim, you don't gain nothing. Well, they went and they sold Eretz Yisrael to a guy. The chief rabbi, Erev Shviz, signs with an Arab, I'm selling you the whole Eretz Yisrael. And they say, like, you sell the Chomets, they sell Eretz Yisrael. Same thing. The same Gemiras Das, if the angel, to sell angel, before Pesach, we sell the whole Eretz Yisrael. And this makes now that in Ra'anana, the city could work on the trees. And Rechavia, they could cut the trees. But the neighbors don't let the government not to cut. I'm explaining the people that did it, not every time came the idea in the beginning from bad people. You're running it, the problem is when you run a Jewish country, not a pitayu. Now you have fried people, you cannot run the country. You can't say we're not looking after the fields, we're not growing everything. They can't do that. They have to do it. So while they have to do it, so what they did is they sold Eretz Yisrael to Goy, and now everything is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi. It's not Kedusha Shvi anymore. All the workers work. About a Yid is not allowed to work even in a Goyish field. How about the Goy work in the fields? And every Rabbanut normally, you have to know, every simple Rabbanut that is not Mehavri is Shamu V'Nera. Every Rabbanut is Shamu V'Nera. Every Rabbanut, I'm sorry, go back. Every Rabbanut is Heter Mechira. Every Rabbanut Stam is Heter Mechira. Not only that, it's a court case now, the main judge in Eretz Yisrael, it's happening Amish, these hours, that there for some Rabbanut, in some cities, the rabbis are shtickled more Elah. And they said, we don't let. So the government told them, you will not get paid, and you have to leave your position. Because the Rabbanut HaRashid, 97, 98, 100 years ago, Paskin that Heter Mechira is good. So Bemele, you can't change a Torah. Bemele, you have to give a Hechsher. And Bemele, the guy is allowed to bring Heter Mechira, and you have to give him a Hechsher. And you have to give him a Hechsher. And not only that, they say if it will not happen, this head of the country will say it now, so he's not letting to import no vegetables. Or you mask him to let me, why? He means good. He has to take care of 90% of the country that don't have yarmulkes. Now these people don't have where to sell it. If we can't sell Mechaneto Mechira, 90% of the country, and no Rabbanut will let him to sell it, they have to take 90% of what is growing in this country, put it in the water. Bemele, they can't import. You know, there's a law in the world, you can't import and kill your own people. So they're trying to force us to let at least the Rabbanut. Why I'm giving you this information? To understand that why in the Rabbanut stores, it's not only, oh, maybe it's going. Nothing from the going goes to the Rabbanut stores. Because the Badats and all the Frum Achsheim are so thirsty to get these goyish fruits, so all of the ones that have Heter Mechira slip to all these Shvachei Achsheim. This is the reason, it's not like it's maybe. Comes after a couple months, now, what is the problem if it's Heter Mechira? The problem with Heter Mechira is, I'm not going into the whole sugya. One problem is that, what would be if the guy will want the country, they will give it back to him? Have Abinish. It's not Shaykh. Number two, is the Isul to give a karka to a guy? Lo Yisechone. A mele, the guy that is selling it b'shlichus and shlichet v'aravere, so it's not Chal. And more problems. All these two reasons, this reason Rabbi Yashiv explained, that in the greenhouses you don't have a problem because there's no issue to sell a guy a plant. And if the guy will want the plant, you can give him the plant and he can go away. If he wants a greenhouse, give him the greenhouse. So the man of Chai Gavne is no Isur and is no Chisor. But it's Mechzik Yichucha Betlule. But this is Metziruf. You have that the Gush Katif, this manner where I told you that the Ramatir, the Rabbonim, was with five Atayrim. That Gush Katif is not Eretz Yisrael. Up, no, it's... Now it's like not Eretz Yisrael. But I'm saying, it's not... The Iker Adin Mistam is not Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha. It's Azo, and the Cheshman, and then the Plishtim, the Pashas, the Oil above it will not be Kaddish and Bichlal. And then the Greenhouse is a Yerushalmi that ain't Shvi's Noeg Babayis. And then Otis Shein and Orku, it's only the Rabbonon. Shvi's is Man Azed the Rabbonon, they sold it to a Goy. The man I'm explaining, but still of all of that, they were matter it because they didn't want people to eat bugs. And they decided that it's more important that it will be these kosher leaves around. But again, I know from people that didn't eat it. Kosher be eaten. More from the Briska oil, they didn't eat it. We have to know. But I'm going back. Why we hold today that Heter Mechira is Chucha Betlule? And the Rabbonim hold that even though the Rabbonim were matter it, were only matter it Zmanoi. There was no way to live in Eretz Yisrael without Heter Mechira. B'meile, Heter Mechira kelo yoyo. Ki'ilu it's not sold. So what happened if it's ki'ilu not sold? We have to go back to the beginning of Shir. So everything that you buy in a Rabbanut, b'derech klal, is called Shamu v'Nevad. Only that Rabbanut was not matter Heter Mechira. I'm not going now to speak specific. I don't know if Mahadran keeps or not. It's not a nice enough. I'm just explaining the problem. In the middle of the Rabbanut, or the places of Semech HaLeta Mechire, and we hold it's nothing, so we have a problem of Shavu V'Neva. No, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds with the evidence, okay. Then, we have Sfichim. So the man in the middle of the year, it becomes Asu. At this Manabil, it becomes Asu. Then there's Ha'aloch, you're not allowed to Messiah, or Ivra, Avera, and Shvis, and end my Shemois, and because of you, the people that worked in Shvis, again, exactly. This is the reason, Be'etzem, so, if a person is stuck, and these all the phone calls that start straight in the Nubin Azman that will come, okay, I'm in Tzfas, I don't know what to eat, there's a Avatiach here, I'm allowed to buy. So, if he calls in this Ben Azman in this Bacher, so, okay, the Avatiach, if it's from a Jewish field, I'm not saying, there's Hashem, which Shvi's comes will be lists. And Derek Lal, they take out every couple of weeks. There'll be lists that you could get what is from what. They didn't take out the list yet because they don't know it. Every week it's different lists. They import this, they import that. But in the next couple of weeks, I'll tell them, look, B'Sha'asat Chakim, Shun Azalman, you can be saying like Shamu V'Neva. But in another couple of weeks, I'll tell them, maybe Shamu V'Neva, you could buy it. But maybe it's Fichin already. Maybe it's Achaz Manabil. B'Meile, I'm saying, and also Shamu V'Neva, we have to know that it's a very big B'di'evit. So Be'etzem comes out, not only that, and then that guy that wants to buy has to know that he has the Yisus Choyel. And he has to buy it in credit. You have to look at the guys that sell Avatech on the street, you can't give him credit. So you have to buy Be'avloch. You have to know these halachas. So I'm saying, Be'etzem, the Yeshiva Bochi wants to know, in this coming year, he cannot buy things not in a good kashrus. There's nothing more to do. All these halachas will be negiah to b'di'evit. When you go to people's houses, they'll talk, for you they will buy what they need to buy. So if you're going there for sukkahs, okay. So even if the kelim, they use that on mechira, it's only shamu v'neva. Reb Eliashiv holds also, it's mamish also. But lamazel you make them. But if you go to them in the other 2-3 months, you can't use the kelim. It doesn't help that it will tell you, we will buy for you special things. Well, what happens is after Lashmi, it's already 24 hours, so it's B'di'evet, it's place and time we've gone, and a couple of kulas, this is the reason you're allowed to go, if everything else is right by these cousins, you're allowed to go to them. But I'm saying, Kharif, also has to be a little bit of time that more Kharifim is asking if it's also, so this friar cousin had onions 7 years ago, and now that you're going to him, but double Kharif, that you use it a lot, with the time it changes, it's klishetef, but during Shvi's Be'etzem, and this is the reason the same thing in the hotels in Yerushalayim, some hotel says, and Sukkot we may have it, yeah? First, don't believe it. But I'm saying, it's not enough. It's not enough. Everything becomes a shayla. You have to know, this is the Isur Shvi's. This is the first chelek of buying how you get the vegetables and how
how you receive them. Me'inya le'inya ba'oysa inya, before we go to how to mishanik with the things, is a problem of buying flowers, the same problem. You have to buy flowers and shvi'is could be the same problem. Now what they say? Flowers is two groups of flowers. There's flowers that have a smell and flowers that don't have a smell. Flowers that have a smell is a big tzad that they have a kedusha shvi'is, and that is a problem to buy them. Isu schoiro. Flowers that don't have isu smell, so it's no problem to buy them, it's an isu schoiro. But if the person was working in it in shvi'is, and he was metapolis in shvi'is, Pashas is an isu to buy from him, and is an isu to be named from him. Is Yaakov. So the Maisa, the Akkodah has to be when you buy flowers and shvi'is, order to buy from a person that has a heksher. You see, the stores will get, from next Friday, there will be a heksher on the flower stores. And you buy only in a store that has a heksher. Or you know the person personally that is keeping the halachas of shvi'is in his flowers. But you can't just stand by flowers without a freshman. The guy that sells in yeshiva, I know that he's an Elmech Hayyid, but I didn't speak to him yet, so I don't know, and I don't want to answer on what I don't know. We have to find out. But you have to know you can't stand by flowers. Again, the Isul Dir is Mesayeh Lo Ivra Aveira. More Mesayeh Lo Ivra Aveira, and also if it was done in Shviz, it's a Din Ye'okel. Like Sfichin is also a Din Ye'okel. But again, the main problem is flowers that have smell are more chomer. Flowers that don't have smell are less chomer. But again, the issue of buying flowers is a smaller issue for buying fruits and vegetables because it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is. Now we'll go after a person already bought things that are kodesh kedusha shvi'is. After a person bought things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. So I want to go a little bit kaseido l'sadar ha'inyanim, and again, to try to mesadar the dvorim lefi seder ha'dvorim. A person comes home and he buys things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. How he buys things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is? So the vayl be'etzem, the only things that we said that you can buy is you're buying peiros nochrim if you makbid on kedusha shvi'is, or if you got stuck and you bought from a frying place before the problem of shamu v'neva. The normal lechatimta is that if a person keeps kedusha shvi'is, la'ainu, this lechur aloch is nogeh at the gantz Eretz Yisrael chutz from the people that are keeping like mina Yerushalayim. Aleph. Second thing is it'll be nogeh at the people. They'll be giving out payers in B'neshech this year that is called Oitzar Beis Din. Oitzar Beis Din was, in time of Chazal made, and this is what happens with Karbon Mizrahi, that Chazal didn't want, they wanted people to keep Shviz, so they made a takoda that Beis Din could go down to the fields, and Beis Din collect all the fruits, and Beis Din give it out for free. And they only charge cost price. And the workers that they rent to help them, they hire to help them, as the owners of the fields, like this they have upon us entries. This is a takone of Oitzar Beis Din. These fruits are given out for free in Eretz Yisrael. You see big trucks come, they give sacks of potato, 10 shekel a sack, 10 shekel a sack. And this is what Karmel Mizrahi really sells his expensive wines in 10 shekel a bottle instead of 150 shekel a bottle. And this is Oitzar Beis Din. These things are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. So again, any person that receives a peiros that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, or because he's machmir a peiros nochrim, or he got from his neighbor this tomato, or from Oitzar Beis Din. Dainu, person says, okay, I'm a maker, I go to the hotel and I'm machmir. I will keep kedusha shvi'is. What you do to keep kedusha shvi'is? What kedusha shvi'is is mechayev of you to keep in the fruits during the seventh year? Thank you. Now, I will try to divide it to two. I will speak me'ikara aloche, and then I will speak nochre. I will explain. Peiros that are really kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is. Oitzach Beis Din, my neighbor that gave me a tomato, my cousin that I went to. It's real kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is. Is a way how I have to misnag in these peiros. Then, we'll see a little bit kules for people that are in Yerushalayim, and they really hold like the chazan that mina Yerushalayim is natu, but they're doing it lechumre. So how they do lechumre, and when they keep it l'kdusha shvi'is, it's a little bit leichter. And we'll see it's negia a lot of zachen. Maybe I'll give one more akdama to make it clear. We said it's a group of peiros shvi'is that we have to know exactly how you have to misnag and peiros shvi'is. Aleph. Then there is a group of peiros nochri. How you have to misnag and peiros nochri. And number three is, you're eating in a yeshiva that they have peiros nochri. So lama zogim, you keep in lechumre, you keep in kdusha shvi'is. But the shvarzes in yeshiva, they don't have to be machmir, they could misnag in Yerushalayim. So you're allowed to leave it on the table and they will throw it out or not. And kol teiro lemoshe, Rav Zalman told everyone, you from Bnei Brak, eat when you finish, leave it at the table. Our workers in Kol Teire, they play Bnei Yerushalayim. They will throw it away. Shuzam l'shitos, there's no lif me'iver on it. He's allowed to. There's no lif me'iver. If you hold this lif me'iver, not only that. Some people said, it's not a problem, I put it in the garbage outside. The guys that work in the garbage, they're saying, I'm in Yerushalayim also. They have to be Seinach. Because some people in Yerushalayim are not meaning Yerushalayim. So how when they pick up that thing, and it goes into the other machine, it grinds it. So the mafsid b'yodai. So some people say, I'm not meaning Chazanish, Avadim meaning Yerushalayim, I'm Achmir, Obel, I don't hold from Mifnei either. So I take the garbage, I put it outside. The garbage guy is allowed to be Seinach, I'm meaning Yerushalayim. So these are the three things that we have to go do. So, first we will speak about Peiros Shvi'is that are for sure Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi'is. Then, you could be Machmir like that, and you mamish noeg the halachas. Then we have the Peiros Nochrim, that it's a Chumre. When you read that it's a Chumre, legabi different sveikas, it's leichter. And then the Shaila is, even if you Machmir, if you're allowed to give it to a person, that is a Makel. This is the way it's divided to three groups. In Peiros Shvi'is, the Kedusha is Mechayev, Apor Halochas. We learn out, Le'ochlo Veloy Lehefsed. You're not allowed to be Machsid Peiros Shvi'is. Because of that, you're not allowed to cook Peiros that are not derech to cook. Oranges, most people don't cook oranges. You're not allowed to cook it. Because you mafsid it. You mafsid it. Lamazagan, things that you're used to eating cooked, you're not allowed to eat them raw. Potatoes. You're not allowed to eat raw potatoes. Some people make potato salad and they put raw pieces inside. You're not allowed to. Now, Alamon is the question, Lamoshal, carrots. So, everyone cooks carrots. Fish. Right? You have cooked carrots on the fish. Tzimis. We ate them in Rosh Hashanah. We make these, they call them little cupcakes and stuff from carrots. But people also eat carrots raw. So carrots, Rabbi Yashiv holds, is a thing that is eaten side raw, side, you could do what you want with it. Pears. And most people eat pears not cooked. I know it's a nice fancy way to cook them with wine, they look a little bit darker. I'm not sure if you're allowed to do it in shvi'is. So lefi what? So Rabbi Yashiv holds, you go lefi the people in your place. I want to explain. Lama Zogim, someone said in the Moshe, cucumbers, most people don't cook. But they said in China, everyone cooks it. I don't know if it's true, it's what I heard. Now, the amount of people in China that are more from the whole world, even though I know that I want to explain, even if you tell me it's not true, China's only Lama Zogim a sixth of the world, but all the different fifths of the world, everyone does different. The most people in the world that eat one thing is the people in China.
So lechure, you would say, oh, so we have to find out what they do in China. And lefida, zog de chayazam, it doesn't go lefida. It goes lefida your area. Now it's a big shayla. A guy came from America and he's here. And in Eretz Yisrael, no one cooks such a kind of pie. And there everyone does that pie. It's, so you have to know, I'm saying again, things that are not black and white, you have to ask the Rav. Is the isum mafsid pe yoshvis? If you cook what is not derech to cook, or you eat raw what is not derech to eat raw. More from that. Rebbe Eliashiv holds that you're not allowed to make juice only from oranges, lemons, grapes, olives, but from carrots and all these things, you're not allowed to make juice during the Shviz. I will ask you for all these stores. All the stores have badats. They don't have Dusha Shviz anyways. The Shita Osam is not Dusha Shviz there, so they could do it. Not everyone is masking with the Baliyashi. Some people hold that what is the derech to do, you're allowed to do. I want to explain. You ask me, what is the difference? So I want to explain. And cooking, it goes lefi the derech. And we said, not lefi China, lefi my area. How much? It has to be a choshev amount of people. It's very hard to know. Legabi schite is a machloikis if schite is mekalkel the food completely or not. Because ponim chadoshes, you make shahakur. It lost the broche. Now, the Chayodim says that a vegetable that everyone cooks, the broche is adoma. If you eat it raw, it's she'akur. And fakel. If it's the derech to eat raw and you cook, it becomes she'akur. So then you're allowed to do it. But our juice, when you make from carrots, it becomes she'akur. So some people hold you're not allowed to do it. I'm saying, Andrei HaMeikel, why I'm saying that? So the Moshe, in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be choshish if you want to go to these stores because they have a good hechsher. And you want to buy a kind of drink that is made from juice. So he said, okay, he's doing it. So I'm actually him a lifneiza. Nope. I really Moshe Mazam holds it's mutter. He's doing it peres noch. Also not so posh that it's also. And a lot of shit is all that if it's the derech to do it, so I could be maker. This is the reason when it's Nogel Ale Maise, when you know the protein, it's easy how to be mitzar of the klali. When you don't know the protein, I'm achmed. That's what I do now. But if the marshal is Eitzel Beis Din, you come into your own room, and you know why I'm saying it. This guy is that bring from America a machine that makes carrot juice. Okay, they don't have such a Eitzel to make the carrot juice. Tomorrow they give out Eitzel Beis Din 5 big sacks of carrots. And it's Bochum, when they give out 3, they take. I remember what happened. And then it gets rotten in such a hefset, it's not much hefset trees. But they're giving out sacks for free. You see these huge trucks like they have, you know, that they have here every Erev Shabbos. Every corner in Yerushalayim, big trucks come, and they can't wait because it's not like business that they could sell it. And the minute that they pick it off, they start to sell it. Boxes of bananas, everything is given out. So guys, okay, what I will do? You know, make carrot juice. So you have to, it's not to push it. Why? This is already Kodesh Mikdusha Svi's Mamish. Here already, but the Yashiv Hals don't make carrot juice. This is what I'm saying, you have to know. A lot of times, you will fall to real Kedusha Shviz. When you fall to real Kedusha Shviz, you have to know the Chumras. When you have real Chumras, it's not supposed to attack it to do it. When you don't have real Chumras, then you can be Mitzad. Now, another thing you have to know, to give it to a little kid. So, the Poiskim hold, if you give it to a little kid that he eats and he messes a little bit around, you're allowed to. This is the Iker Psak. But sometimes you have little kids, you just give him it, you know, he throws it back in your face. That kind of kid, you're not allowed to give him Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. A lot of times the person is misupik that kid where he's holding. So again, if it's Peres Nochri, it's Leichter. If it's Mamish Eitzel Beis Din, it's Mosh Murchamu. We have tzirufim. Is the issue to give animals food? Lochem v'loy lebehema. When you go to the zoo, you're not allowed to throw food to the animals. People say, stay don't anyway not to throw, but chutz from that issue. Now, some people hold that there's a kind of monkeys that they only eat food of people. That kind of monkey is not allowed to eat. Because this is their food. But most animals don't eat, and even most monkeys don't have to eat the fruit of people.
Really, you're not allowed to give them. And again, you have to know the Zun Yerushalayim has a big problem. They have to buy. Normally, the Zun Yerushalayim, what they do is, what the Zun Yerushalayim does, you know, if you want, there's a Zun in Yerushalayim. So what they do is, they sold the Kohen. One of the Kohanim in Yerushalayim is a Shutif in the Zun. Now, all the Truma, they give the animals to eat. Like the animal, if something falls from the cave, not to eat it. Because of Chash Truma. Chash Truma? They give Truma. This is what they do. Behema Shel Akum. I'll tell you how you're asking. We don't have a Yichus today. Why we don't? The plan, we don't have a Yichus. So Misofik, we Choshesh Bichayev Misef. The animal is not Chayev Misef. So Mele Azevi and Pidna Ber, we say that we're Koyanim. So we say this is Behemta Shel Koyanim. And they give the Truma some Isos. It's a big Eitzah because again, a lot of companies are not masking to just throw away the tools and ISIS and nothing. Nuba. Speaking thousands and thousands. One out of 100 is thousands. So they give it to the animals. Comes Shviz, they have a big problem. You're not allowed to give Michael Bain to the animal. That's because it's Shviz. Now, you're asking if it's no tools and ISIS and Shviz anyways. So the Shaila Pin is Nochim. So I'm not going now to the Echatinsis. I'm just explaining. The person has to be. Alamosha, you have sometimes some strange people that like to give cats food. I'm saying, you have to know why I'm saying that. It's not a posh, because it could be, and I'll explain what I mean to say. A guy will say, yeah, but I know the cats don't eat vegetables. They eat chicken and fish. You're right. The chicken was cooked with potatoes, and it got a taste of potatoes. So that chicken, so I'm going in a second to explain, the alochas, has a deal of kolish medusha shviz. This is not allowed to be given to animal. The person doesn't realize. Say, you say now it's not negiah. You've been asmanim. You go, you know, you go with, you go somewhere with asmanim to afsakibut, there's another guy, and you know they tell you you could feed the animal and they give you a vegetable. That kibbutz is etam mechira and ganzen. So the fruits are mamish kodesh b'dusha shviz, and you're feeding. A person doesn't realize. I'm saying if a person doesn't put it in his head before shviz starts, he could be somewhere. It's not between here. It's animals. Give the animals something to eat. Kodesh B'dusha Shviz. Now, the same thing is, a lot of times, you have the marshal a medicine that you don't like to eat. You get to a kid. You have a kid, you have to give him a medicine. It's not even a syrup. You have to have a pill. You have to crumb it to him and put it. So what you do? You take the marshal a little bit chunked. You mix it in the spoon and you give it to him to eat. That's false. That chunk becomes not so gishmak to eat now. So you mafsi the perish shviz. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. You mafsi the perish shviz. So you're not allowed to put something that you don't like to eat and something that you could eat and you mix together, you're causing a hefsa to perish shviz. The same thing as a shayla legabri making ice cream. If ice cream is like a juice from bananas, now the same thing is to mash for little kids. Okay, it's not so negah, but you have to know the mice. The place can say to mash a banana. Lamosh, I'll ask you a better shayla. Bananas. You allowed to make a banana cake? Is banana cakes? If it's roiv, veisach. If there's a chosh of people that do banana cakes, menevis. Now you want to mash a banana for a little kid. So the place can hold valid the derech to mash it to a little kid, you're allowed to do it. Abalaba Zogan, it's not the derech to mash an orange to the little kid. But you have a spoiled little kid that this is what he likes. He likes to take the orange, to spit it, you're not allowed to do it. And you don't realize, as Memelashvis, I had Bachim and me, he had a little kid, I want it like this, I want it like this, you know. Pour Pepsi into the chunk. You know, okay. You have to, I'm saying you don't realize because we're not used to it. We're not used to it. I'll tell you. I was explaining someone asked in Shabbos or Shoshone, why if a person puts on a light in Shabbos, that machen tshuva. In Shoshone, he forgot that in Shabbos. It has to be a chatos. I don't know, maybe. Most people in the world don't fall off the bed in the middle of the night, right? Why? Why you don't fall? Once, I'm saying, every night you're in the bed. Every night. At least once a year to fall down. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? Why no one falls off the bed?
mamash a kosher. What is the answer? In the back of his head, probably in the back of his head, but he's sleeping now, in a very deep sleep. But the back of his head remembers. How it could be that he wakes up, he forgot that the Shabbos and he put on the light. That was in the back of his head, it was not on the Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that the mitzvahs will be in the back of our head so stark, as every no one falls. If you fall every night off your bed, you still be thought to be a chabas. No, but we see, a person says, how could Kodesh Baruch Hu could have a tvi on me? I'm a doshoge. I'm an onus. How could Kodesh Baruch Hu could have a tvi on me? This is the answer. But Hashem, you never fell off the bed. The Hashem is, when I'm saying, when Shvi starts, now is the ischaskis, everyone wants to know the halachas. Then it becomes like a leichte zach, and you don't realize. And you start to come to places, and this is when I'm really coming to the next step. You start to take off the table. Yeah? Most people that have manners, when they're in the house, they help to take off the table. Now, on your plate, lamazogin is squash and potatoes. The other plate, chveis, is chrein with melas. And the third plate, chveis, is nochazach. So the easy way is just, you know, you put everything together and then you take it out. You mafsi peir shvis be yodayim. You're not allowed to do it. It's very negeah. I'm trying to speak of practical lechitimzes, even though maybe it's, you know, posh to zach, mishnah to the covenant of the oilam. But these are the metzias. This is the place that people in every, you'll see this Shabbos. This was Yom Kippur. I love Yom Kippur in the school. Yeah? You'll see people without realizing, okay, maybe it's not Kodesh B'Shem Shviz. You start to take off. Then not only that, we'll speak later, you have grape juice in the cup, that is Kodesh B'Shem Shviz. Okay, they get a year and a half, so the grape juice will be Kodesh B'Shem Shviz. But you start to pour together. Now, you pour Mayim Achroinim, and mistake it pours in the food that is left over. Kodesh B'Shem Shviz. You mafsid B'Yodai. So you have to know, is the aloche le'ochlo v'loy lehefse? This is the first aloche that a person, so it starts from cooking. Someone asked me, I don't know exactly the answer yet. When he does chant, the meaning is that the bottom part every time gets burned. La chazoke. Every time, he never in his life managed yet that the bottom layer of the potatoes will not get burned. If he's allowed to do a chant in Shviz, he's mashing the potatoes in the bottom. He's mashing the potatoes in the bottom. Le'ochlo v'loy lehefse. I'm not sure. I have studied maybe to be matir because he needs these potatoes to get burned to get the other potatoes cooked. So before Shabbos, if you will mix it the whole time, or maybe if you put like a bag, it's kind of bags, you can put it under it, and then when you take it, it's not burned. But I'm saying, le'moshe. Some place can hold, when a person puts something on the fire and he's not careful that it will burn, he's over an isur mafsid shviz. Like sometimes you say, okay, you get a little bit burned, you know, chom shim kech. The machmirim, don't put extra salt. This is in case they get too salt. The mafsid per shviz. The makvid. Again, when it's real Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, to be machmir very much. When it's less, to be machmir less. This is what I'm saying. Although a person has to know, Hefsed is very, very motzui. Very, very motzui. You take off a bag at the table, you know, the chatami bags, when you throw it to the garbage, you can machsed everything. This is Isur Hefsed.
Where cats,
let's
say, run around
and they cool take it? No. If you're planning to give it for them, no. You're not allowed to have. You're not allowed. The leftovers, we'll see what you do with the leftovers. Could be you can give, but not to give it to the animal to eat.
I'm not sure. I don't want the cat to eat it. I want to eat it, but he might come.
You might have to tell the cat to go away. No, we'll see. No. I need to shame it. We'll see in a second. This is Gram Hefsted. But to be mafsid be yodayim, avada is also, and again, to be machdo that will not burn, that will be taken care of. All of these zachen you have to be machdo. Let me get back to that.
So a person says, okay, I'm makpid, I know, I realize I have to be makpid to cook it in the normal way. I'll give you another example. That is nagia. It's more for married people, but for bachim that cook also could be nagia. A lot of times you take oil, but it's kolish b'kdusha shviz, and you smear around the what do you call it?
Pan.
The pan, the tin. Pan. Now, there's two reasons to smear. Sometimes you do it, push it. It needs the oil to cook it. So you're allowed to. Sometimes it doesn't need the oil. Just the oil makes it not to burn. You don't want it to stick. This is isur gomel. You're not allowed to take oil for being not to stick. Because you're not allowed to. It's not against derech enough. It's not la'ochla. It's not la'ochla. It's not la'ochla. This is the replacement of the bush. I'm not eating it. If I'm cooking, I'm frying the chips in it. I'm frying it. I'm scrambling an egg in it. So it's la'ochla. What about that? I just smear it, you know, I have something, I just don't want it to stick. The oil doesn't add nothing. What? You're not eating that oil. This is called the hefs. I'm saying, so the eitzah is, I'll tell you, in my house, oil of shviz doesn't go into the door. Wine of shviz doesn't go into the door. Now, the matter when you know these things is, so when you start to buy things, you only buy things that is easier for you. If you buy oil, so everything that you put oil in becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. Like we said before. If you put potatoes, the chicken becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. The fish becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. And all the halachas that we'll see in a second, what to do with the leftovers, the whole house becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. Nice and tough, like 60. Nice and tough. Now we'll go weiter. Weiter hefset, a person is doing kiddush. If you don't have a little plate in the bottom, and you overpour the kiddush, so you mafsid the wine that goes leibud. So when you do kiddush, you have to have a little plate under it. Again, it's nogea later, but another thing from Zavon Oyabach said, for Lela Seder, for also Vilyashi, they never use it. Why? You have the simonim. Adam the Rabbi Yudah Yosef simonim. The tzachat ash be'achav. And the minigiv is that only thing that it's very dangerous to drink it. So mele you mafsid it be'odai. Avdole, you're not allowed to put the candle inside the wine because you mafsid shviz. And also you're not allowed to mishtamesh and peri shviz for andre shimushim. Not allowed to put it on your eyes. All these isurim again. So the ma'aser, the eitzah is. You just for these things, you don't take wine that is called b'kdusha shviz. You buy these kalim mizrachi wines for different reasons, but not for shviz, not for kiddush, not for avdalah. Now the same thing when you put wine in different foods, you can make the whole fish called b'kdusha shviz. If you put a little bit in salmon, a little bit of wine to give a taste of wine, so it's benoist in tam. So the whole salmon after it is called b'kdusha shviz. Why I'm saying that? You come to a house, you're very machmir, yeah. Now they use a lot of wines in Eretz Yisrael, a heter mechira. It's a bazunder shmuz. But this is the reason that another year or two you can't in restaurants, you eat fish, you have to know they could have wine from heter mechira inside the fish. And it'll get it nice and tam. So maybe you can't eat all these achim. I'm saying this will not be again in the close future. But you come to a house and they give you a fish and your wife did a fish with. So that fish, you're not allowed to throw away. That fish, you're not allowed to be mafsid b'yadayim. Because, again, you're causing a hefset to pay the shviz. So I'm saying, these halachas go more and more. Okay, now we'll go to the next. Okay, so I'm not mafsid pay the shviz. So I eat the pay the shviz. The problem is the limit how much I can eat. I eat the fruit, is left over, and the bone of the foot, and the bone of the fruit is left a little bit in the pit. Yeah, is left a little bit fruit. It's called b'kdusha shviz. I peel a potato. A lot of times when you peel the potato, a little bit from the potato goes over to the part. So we'll start. Some fruits that no one peels, some people hold, a lot of achronim hold, you're not allowed to peel them in shviz. Why? If you peel grapes, for example, no one will eat the peels after it. Now, together you could eat it. So when you're peeling it, you're causing it a hefsek. So lekatchila, things that no one peels, lekatchila we don't peel them. But if it's hard for you to eat it, or a kid that is not used to eating it with a peel, you could be makel to peel it. But if not, the chumra is not to peel it. But most of the things we peel, the derech is to peel. Tomatoes, mashal, no one peels. But most of the things people peel, pears, apples, people that you could eat it without peeling, but you're allowed to peel it. Now, you peel these things. The peel has a little bit of kedusha shvis on it. What you do with it. Or you have the potatoes left over, the chant is left over, the soup is left over. Now, your fridge is full of kedusha shvis, your room is full of kedusha shvis. What you do with it? Yeah, if you're not nagia, so again, it could be nagia when you have oitzel beis din. Or even if we don't have oitzel beis din, peres nochrim, if you might be on peres nochrim, and you have kedusha shvis inside your house, what you do with this kedusha shvis? So again, now we're speaking to something that's for sure kodesh kedusha shvis. Yeah, it's for sure kodesh kedusha shvis. Later we're speaking on something that is not for sure kodesh kedusha shvis, it's only nochrim. How to make a tziruf, there got to be something that is only enough. But Zadon is for sure called Kedusha Shvi'is. So, you're not allowed to mafsid it. Same thing we said, you're not allowed to be mafsid the fruits. You're not allowed to mafsid the bits. So, we'll go Keseda. There's three groups of things. It's the dishes. Yeah, and the dishes is a little bit sauce from the chicken. There's a little sauce on the plate. What do you do with that sauce? You have in the cup a little bit of orange juice left in the sides of the cup. But you lick the cup. You have the spoon. You eat the potatoes in the spoon. So all the poiskim hold la halacha, all the poiskim hold la halacha, what you could do is that you could wash it normally. You could wash it normally and you don't have to be makir in kedusha shvi'is. We learn out of the Mishnah Betrume, Kederech HaBailim, you could wash these things, and you don't have to be makdil in Kedusha Shvi'is on them. But chutz from washing, I want to be makdil. If you have a pot full of food, you can't wash. You have to take out the food. What I'm saying is no chiyuv to go after it with a spoon and scrape the bottom of it. That part you could wash normally. But all the things that are a little bit more from that, the leftovers on the plate. Even the Lemaise, who will eat the leftovers on the plate? Of a Lemaise, while the fruit, you have a pit, you have a little bit of food in it. Be a soydoy, you could buy another piece off it. You have a little bit of chicken left. You're right, you're full already. Two slices of potatoes are left on your plate. You're full already. Of a Lemaise, it's called Kedusha Shvi'is. This of pi alocha, you're not allowed to throw away. You have to keep till it gets rotten, and only when it gets rotten, you're allowed to throw it away. Kozman is not rotten, you're not allowed to throw it away. Now, so what you do, if you have to have it rotten, what you do? So I want to be mad. We'll go keseder advon. So people have what is called in Eretz Yisrael pach shmita, a special garbage. You put all the things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is there, you wait till they get rotten, and then you throw them away. Now, the problem is that the things in the garbage, every day, the rotten goes one step ahead into rotten. So, if you put the things in the same garbage tomorrow, you're causing, because all the germs that are there, the new things first will start to get rotten quicker. Not only that, you're taking nice food, nice fish, and you're putting it near rotten potatoes. And that minute, you match the new fish. So every day you have to have a separate bag. Not only that, even in the same day, if it's milchiks and fleishiks, you can't put it in the same bag. Because if you put them together, they become also be'achila. So a separate garbage, milchik, a savage, you don't have to have a pirate. But you have to have a milk and a flesh. Now, so what you do, Lemaise? I'll go to say, I'm going now on Zachar that I call you Shvi'is in that.
So what do you do kaseidah? You don't have to have hundreds of garbages. Some people do. And I'll explain to you why in a second. Every meal, you put it in a separate bag, you tie the bag, and you put it in the garbage. The next meal, a separate bag, you tie it in the garbage. What? No, I'm saying, you're right. The way you put the bag is, for sure, you can't mamish mix it. If the way you put it together, it'll be a mush, then it gets through, is a nechanami. Yeah, what no one will eat it is, you have to know what means no one will eat it. The people that will eat leftovers, we still eat leftovers that someone else's leftovers also touched. If a person has fish, and you pour on top of the fish ketchup, and then you put on top of the fish cream, and then you put on top of the fish wine, so people don't like to eat it. But when you have, a leftover of a chicken, so some people don't like to eat leftover of a chicken, especially even yourself, after a day someone will give you your own chicken. But the people that are eating the leftover of the chicken, it doesn't make a difference if it's two leftover of two different people. So b'meile, you have to know, if it's a zakah, when you put them together, it becomes like an ichimush, you're not allowed to do it. So a lot of times in the end of the meal, you have to have bags and bags and bags. And this is what you do. This is what you do. Right? So you have all different separate bags, and you start to put them in different bags. Now, the problem is, what? Fish and chicken. Could be like a triad also. So the problem is, if you put it in a lot of bags, the problem is the one at the bottom starts to smell, the one on top is not smelling yet. It's very hard to know. So I'll explain. And Yerushalayim, that there's not so much kusha shvis around, people have one garbage, and in that garbage the piles start to pile up. At Nebrak, that everything is Kodesh with Kusha Shvis by then. So they have like four or five garbages. Sunday, Monday, yeah. And then after 5 days, this one goes away. Then every day they move. The shaila is, if you put it on the outside in the sun, it will get rotten very quick. If you live it in the air-conditioned room, it will take you 3 weeks. Now, in Yerushalmi state, you're allowed to put it in the sun. It's called gram hefzer. So some people hold, I'm allowed to put it in the sun. And this is the reason they say in the Moshe, you have soup of shvis, you're allowed to take it out of the fridge, you leave it on the account for 2 days, it starts to get spoiled, and you're allowed to throw it away. You don't have to keep it in the fridge, you're allowed to take it out. It's called gram hefzer. The Chazon Ish said that you're only allowed to do it because things, the mushroom, what happens outside? It gets spoiled slowly, slowly, and it gets rotten. So what you're doing now, you're not doing a new kind of gram. The process that will happen anyways, the hainu, drying up, you're making it quicker by putting it outside. It will get washed in the fridge. Things get rotten in 5 days, in 6 days, in 7 days. Soup. Outside, it gets rotten quicker. So I'm not going a gram. But, Zakta Chazon Ish, what would be if I would take the Peirush Shvi's, I have a poshta eitzer. Every day, when I finish the Peirush Shvi's, I will put it outside the green garbage, not inside. There's a chazoka and the workers, and when they see bags outside, they put it inside. And then the other one comes and takes it and they grind it. So I'm not doing Hefzer B'Yodayim. I will put my garbage outside. They will put it inside. So you'll see in Shvi's, a lot of people do that. And the green frogs that we have all over, the people tie their Shvi's things, yeah? Like the people today tie the bread, the way that someone else will throw away the bread. People, you'll see all these green garbages are full with bags of Kedusha Shvi's. Let someone else do that very for me. Why? Gram? So I want to be passed. Will the Meister hold that gram is also? The Meister, the halacha is like this, but it's miskabel. I want, because it's a lot of, it's a very big shaila. If it's a guy, it's an Arab, taking the garbage, or his neighbor, Ethiopia, well, it has to be. We'll get to that. So, I want to be passed. The Chazon Ish said like this, a person that wants to have his garbage, he doesn't want to have garbage inside the house, it smells, he's allowed to put outside in the porch
bags of garbage of shvis, and it's not called that he's doing a hefset b'yodayim because it's a gram, and it's not called that he's doing it b'yodayim because he's putting it there because it's convenient that it will be there, not because he really wants it to be there. So he's not really trying to mafsid it. So maybe the ma'aseh with the poskim hold is you're allowed to take it out of the fridge because this is the derech. You need the space to hide. I want to be mafsid. Maybe make it clear. If you take it out of the fridge because you want it to get spoiled, it's a shayla. But if you need the space in the fridge, so you take it out because you need the space in the fridge, you leave it outside, it gets spoiled in 2 days, and you throw it away. Now, so I want a little bit here to make a little bit a sikum lemaisedik. Al-Pirim Shul Zalman and Minag Yerushalayim. In Bnei Brak, the garbage pach shvis is a very serious issue. Because they keep shvis lechumra, and there you could see in shvis, you go around, you could smell shvis all over. You could smell shvis all over. Everyone has 5-6 garbages smelling till he's sure that it's rotten. Shir chazanish. It's a suffix issue. It's a suffix issue. I want to explain. They can't throw it in the garbage because they'll be over with Neiva and the workers. They don't have no way. In Yerushalayim, again, if you buy things that are really Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis, to be makpid till it really gets rotten till then. If you bought things that are Kodesh B'Kdusha Nochrim, so Shem Zaman said like this, Be'etzem is no lif me'iva, Shem Zaman Shita. So Be'etzem, you could give it to the Arab to throw. But we don't want to be makpid to your dying, and this is called that I'm causing it. So Shem Zaman says, we wait a little bit till it gets rotten, although when we have a suffix, we make it. Why? Because Be'etzem, the guy in the garbage truck is allowed to be saying Mechad HaChazanish. And I only made a gram. What? It's allowed to be saying that is not good and Minag Yerushalayim. Now, I want to start the Zach and now Lemaisik, and I'll explain. Not as though that a person is in a hotel. I want a little bit practical echetimtis. He's going to a hotel, Lama Zogin is in a hotel with a hechsher, yeah? He goes there for shvis, and okay, they tell him that this place, this Rabbanut Mehavri, Lama Zogin, the Mashgiach, he spoke to the Mashgiach, and the Mashgiach said that they only have Peres Nochim. Said. But he's Lechum, he keeps Peres Nochim. Okay, now, there's no shmi, the garbage is in the hotels, yeah? So he finishes to eat, so what he does? So Be'etzem here, he's allowed to leave everything on the table. Again, because we're in Yerushalayim, we say he doesn't have a leaf either, he's allowed to do it. I'm not mafsid shvis b'yodayim, I'm just leaving it on the table. The same thing in yeshiva. You see, the yeshiva smir gives an option. They have a shmitah garbage near the doors of the shmitah garbages. But a lot of people, even though they keep kedusha shvis in the yeshiva, they leave it on the table. The workers, it's their problem. Why? It's gram hefset, it's not hefset b'yodayim. I'm not going and putting, I'm leaving it on the table. I'm not mechuyev to watch it. In my house, I can't do that. In my dira, I can't do it. It's on the table, what is happening with it? Here, I can leave it on the table. So I'm saying, in Bnei Brak, that they hold on as lifnei iver for him, so they can't leave it on the table. Also here, people that are machmir and gansen, especially if it's Jewish workers, even if it's going, some people are machmir because lemaisa the goyim are doing b'shlichas Yisrael, so the mele we machmir. That's poyel, yad poyel, yad balabais. So you see, the yeshiva will have a garbage, and people could go to the garbage and put it in the garbage. But avade, when it's not oitzer beisdin, I'm speaking about. When it's not oitzer beisdin, you're allowed to meikar adin leave it on the table. And the same thing when you're eating by your cousins, all these people, Moshe, you go. You go to eat by someone for Shabbos. No. Now, so, Avada, you could be Mahmoud to finish till the end. At least your plate, yeah? Now, no, I'm saying, I want to explain. Now, you pick up a potato plate, you put it back, you're going to throw it. Now, you have to say, I really want to help, but it's shvis, I can't help. I can't help to take off the table. So then, Be'etzem, you're okay. But don't help at all, not even to start to pile plates together. You go in, you're coming to eat by me for Shabbos, Lama Zogin. Lama Zogin, I don't keep a nochet. Lama Zogin. Now, but you keep, you're from,
If you will take off the table, now where are you putting the payers? In the garbage. You mafsid it. Gram hefsid. You're doing hefsid by your diet. But if you're leaving it on the table how you ate, you're leaving it. So again, when you come to a place and they have payers shvis or nochrim, the eitzah is just be passive. Don't do nothing. In your own place, I'm saying again, if it's Kedusha Shvi's Mamish, you'd be makpi take to put it in a special garbage. If it's Nochrim, also is the Indian to put it in a garbage, but it's less chom. It's less chom. Lemosh, I will tell you where it's more than gas, some people are makel. Sometimes it's a suffix. You don't know what it is. You're coming to a place, you know, these people don't have Kedusha Shvi's. They don't buy it's a Beis Din, they're not saying Mechanet on Mechira, they buy Nochrim. But not everything is Nochrim, a lot of things is Chutzlach. So now, when you're leaving at the table, it's a speck fake. Safik Nochrim, Safik it's not Kodesh Bichlal. Even if it's Nochrim, and Yerushalayim is a meaning of not. Even if it's Kodesh Kodesh Shviz, I'm not causing a Hefzat Shviz, I'm leaving at the table, Mele, I could be Maker. So it's all about when a person knows the Klolim, what? Het Mechira. Het Mechira is like Kodesh. Right, again, you're coming to a plate. You're not sure. If it's from Chutzlot, it's not Kodesh. If it's from Goyim, it's Machlekes if it's Kodesh. Even if it's Kodesh, a lot of shit is all if I'm leaving it, there's no leaving me either. Real Kodesh Shviz, if you know that the people will not be Machmid in it, like Atchilo, you have to take it to the side. This is the Iker Adim, and to put it in the side, not to leave it on the table. I'm saying, some people hold that it's also gram. It's the mice in the hotels that have a hechsher, you will never have it. You only have it in the hotels that have het amechira. So again, dear, you only could really go in the beginning. It's not so the mice think it's better not to go there. But dear, in the chanami, it's a problem with the mice, you're causing them to be mafsi per shviz be yadayim. And the pasha is the place can hold that it's awesome. The place can hold that it's awesome. Now, is another zach that is very negeya in Shviz. This mamish, the ktsol mamish, because we're running late already. The ktsol mamish, the other halachas that are negeya in Shviz, we spoke be'etzem mainly what is negeya legabe peiru Shviz. Mainly what is negeya legabe peiru Shviz. Two more halachas is negat to Peir Shviz, that could be negat to the Ilam. One halacha is you're not allowed to take Peir Shviz out of Eretz Yisrael. And if you're going home for Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim, or Pesach, so if you make sandwiches from Zachar, Kedusha Kedusha Shviz, till now Allah was a problem to bring it in. Here's an issue to take it out, the answer. But the Eved, if you can't find something that is Kodesh Kedusha, not Kodesh, what you need for the way, you're allowed to. A Bravadi, you're not allowed to take. For Chutz La'aretz, this is one issue to be Moitzi Peir Shviz. Again, real Kodesh Nochim, and the same problem will be with a Soigim. Next year will be a problem to send a Soigim to Chutz La'aretz. The second shaila is, you're not allowed to give a Goy Peir Shviz. You're not allowed to give a Goy Peir Shviz. So if you have a Moshe Oitzel Beis Din, and then you have a Goy, if the Goy comes to eat by you as a guest, you're allowed to give him. Of a stamp to give it to a guy, you're not allowed to. As if you're not allowed to give an animal, you're not allowed to give a guy. Lochem, veloy lebeheime, veloy leakum, veloy leschoiro, veloy lehefset. Not to the Yisra. Now, there's another halacha that is negeah in Shviz. But be'etzem, it's not less, just this what we spoke is negeah. If a person has is a isul zriye charishe ktsire all these halachas, so be'etzem it's a whole shulchan aruch, and I don't want to go over the whole halachas. I just want to speak with the get practical. A person that has a garden is not allowed to work in his garden in Shviz. To water it, what makes it not to die, he's allowed to. More from that, he's not allowed to. Not only that. Some things, the mushroom, if you don't water it, it will die, but it will wake up later. The flowers, the roses will not be nice this year. But next year, you water it, the roses will come out. You're not allowed to water your roses. You're not allowed to have a nice garden in Shviz.
You're not allowed to water it. Let him to die. This year, there's a big shower, a person has grass. So this year, you'll not see the grass. So next year, you'll see the grass. So, again, to work in the field, all of the avodas are also watering it. If you have to water the field, so what you need is to keep it going, you're allowed to. More from that, you're not allowed to. What is considered exactly keeping it going or not? What if a person has a nice hotel, and if he doesn't water it, so people will not come to the hotel, it will look bad. It's different attention, different coolness, but you have to ask the shayla. Why it's very negat to know that? The person will say, okay, you know what? I'm not doing nothing. I'm not touching my field, father. Before the plants that the person has inside and outside. If you live in a building that you have neighbors, and the neighbors are working in the field, it's your field, you have to stop them. Now, how you stop them? First, you have to ask them to stop. If they're masking, okay. If they're not masking, so it's a machlekes. If they're only watering it, so the place can say to tell them, listen, I don't want to water it. My money is not going when I pay the barabais. I'm not paying for watering, I'm paying for the rest. If they're doing melochas, mamish, the poskim hold you have to be mafkir yuchelik in the building. You have to be mafkir yuchelik in the building. This is the reason every person that has a building doesn't have to buy a land and trees. Because he anyway has a sada, and dear taki, you have to be mafkir that they will not work on it. And that's a real akpada. The prisoners know sometimes his parents own an apartment here. All these things that you own when you have shaykhs, you have to be sure that not only that in your own garden, if you have a part in the main building, you have to moinea them, and if not, you have to be mafkir mi'ikar adin, or lechumah at least, you feel. So shayla, the apartment is written on your name and your wife's name, if both of you have to be mafkir, there's enough that one of you will be mafkir. What? Rent is also. Rent is not a problem to be mafkir, just, I don't want it. You mafkir, that's chus that you have for that year, it's nothing. It's his problem. It's not marshal him. He has to do take care of it anyway. He has to take care of it anyway. It's nothing again. Now, the main problem is plants. People have plants in their house. So it's a big machlekes. I want mamish in 3 minutes just to go over. It's otzitz nokuv and it's otzitz she'ena nokuv. Otzitz nokuv means that it has a hole in the bottom, hole in the sides, or one of them. Or the leaves are sticking out. All of these echetins is called the otzitz nokuv. Otzitz she'ena nokuv is closed completely, and the leaves are not sticking over the pot. From what the pot has to be made, other from wood, other from metal. If it's not a strong plant, it doesn't have a tree, it could be also made from cheres. Now, a otzitz, the shayla is, if it's not nokuv, it's a isul derabanan. If it's a nokuv, it could be a isul deraisa. So I want to miss out. If the plant is outside in the field, so if he's not nakuv, it's a isul derabanan, ki ilu it's a sada. If he's a nakuv, it's a isul deraisa. Now, if the plant is inside the house, so first we have one cooler that Yerushalmi has a suffix if it's shvis inside the house. Then there's a machlekes if the floor is considered kilo chatzitza or not. Even if the floor is not considered a chatzitza, was the second floor, a lot of poskim hold that it is a chatzitza. Now the poskim say like this. If you live in the bottom floor, the only etzah is to make a chatzitza, and you could do it even today, you could put something in between the plant and the floor. Has to be a thick plastic, or silver aluminum is also good. Silver foil. You put a piece of silver foil in between the plant and in between the leaves that are sticking out. And then you're allowed to water it normally. You're not allowed to do the other things, but you're allowed to water it normally. You don't have to think twice how much I have to water it. If it's in the second floor, so then, even if the leaves are sticking out, if it's not nakuv, or you put something under it, again, you're allowed to water it normally. If not, it's a machlekes if you're allowed to water it normally. Or the moshe, if it's sticking out the window, so then it's over the floor, then you don't have the heter, then you can't water it normally. Now, so everyone knows you're allowed to water it normally. What you have to know is sometimes the plant falls over. Some people pick up quickly and they put the sand back. Yeah? They don't realize that. You have to be aware of that. Not only that. Sometimes you have a plant on the table, a very nice plant.
You want for sukkahs, you need a table for the sukkah. So you just put the plant down on the floor. And that minute you made zereah. Because before it was not nakuf, and now it's nakuf. So before you put it on the floor, you have to put a plant, or you have to put a silver foil under it. Some people hold you're not allowed to move an apartment in Shvi's because you can't take out the plant from the house outside. So if you want to move, you have to put it in a bag before you move. Shlomo Zalman holds for a couple of minutes, you're allowed. It's not derech zriya. Now the same thing is, if the plant is in the porch and you open the window that it gives it sun and grows better, again, if the plant has something under it, it's okay. If it doesn't have, it's a machlek, it's a poiskin. So be'etzem, the eitzah is like this, lemaisik, I'm saying. A person that could, to make a, if you live in the second floor, to make a chatzitza in between the plant and the floor. If you live in the bottom floor, the chatzitza has to be also on the leaves that are sticking out of the plant. Only if you have like carpets on the floor, so then you don't have a problem. Because the carpets are chatzitza. I don't know if the carpets, I don't know what they made. We have CBs, all these different kind of materials. Or wood, you know, some people like put fancy pieces of wood on the floor. So these kind of people, then you don't have a problem even in the bottom floor. But if not, so you have to put a chatzitza. If you put a chatzitza, you just know you could water it normally. Different things you want to do, also you could do the mushroom. You could take dry leaves out. You can't make avoidance. If you have a chatzitza and it's inside the house, you could water it and even take out the dry leaves. If you didn't manage to make a chatzitza, if you're in the bottom floor, you have to be very much makdim when you're watering it, only to water the amount that it has to. If you're in the top floor, it's machlekes. And the third thing is, again, when you change the plant from one place to the other place in the house, you have to remember, is a nakuf, ain't a nakuf? Now, one call you remember. To make it less, it's never a problem. To make it less, it's never a problem. But to make it more, you zareh and shviz. Another aloha is, when you come back from a levayah, so the minig b'derech klal is, you wash your hands at the side. Because it's a ruach ro, you don't want people to step. In Shvi's, you have to be makpid not to wash your hands over the bushes. You see that happens every time. The people that come back in the levaya, they go to the side of the yeshiva, they start to wash your hands, so someone yells Shvi's. Now, in days that it's raining very heavy, and you come back in the levaya, so then if it's so wet in the place that it doesn't add a difference, you're allowed to wash. Why I'm saying it? Because if not, a person one day will come back from a levaya chas v'shalom and will see a chosh of a yid washing his hand, and it'll be a tzorichil. Same thing in sukkahs, you have to know a lot of people make sukkahs over grass, or they go to trips, or they go hikes, or different zachen. Now they drink a drink. You have to be makpid that the drink will not pour, as they say in the Shabbos, that will not pour over the grass. Because if it pours over the grass, again, it's a creation. And the mele, it's also in Shvi's, you're not allowed to do it in Shvi's. Now, it's growing. Now, when you're doing sponge, as you saw, there's a minute, you wash, you pour water. Now, if you have some chemicals inside the water, all the poiskim hold is not a problem. If you're making a clean sponge, and you're pushing out the water out of that little pipe, and it goes to the garden. So the etzem, you're psikresha, and you're making a zriya in Shvi's, so the poiskim hold not to do it. Now, what is the eitzah? So the eitzah is going to put some a little bit chemicals inside the water. If the place that the water goes to is a place that there's no garden there, it's tam, ichi bushes and zechazachem, mi'ikar adin you're allowed to because it's psikreshet elay nichalei, and it's not dalke bekach, you're allowed to. But the velt is machmer lekatchila not to do it. The same thing is a chumrah that the place coming down if you have an air condition, and the pipe of the air conditioner gives water. So if it gives it into the garden, it is a problem to put on the air conditioner in Shvi's. Moshul. When I say shir, they change the pipes already, and today that it will not go outside in the place, because, again, it's chumre gdoyla, because it's a gromre v'chule. The answer is, if you can't change it, that you put a bucket as an answer, but then you have to change the bucket back and forth. But the answer is, you put a stone or something in the place that the water goes down, but nothing grows there. So the mele, it's a grommet, a grommet. Because the answer, when you put on the air condition, it causes to be water. That water falls on a stone, and then it gets to the field. So it's called karachishen, karachsheni. So because you ain't a mechaven,
But why am I saying that? Because a lot of people, when they make their air conditions, even if it's not you, you're renting the apartment, forget it, the guy that makes the air condition says, we'll make the holes to go near the tree, that they will have water. And then good fancy houses, this is the way it's done. Some people did it in the bathroom, on top of the toilet, they had like a little box on the soil. So a lot of people, they do it to go into that box. Especially they do it because Shvi's, they don't want to put it outside. So the Frumas put it inside that box. And then the new Frumas came back and said that the Maaseh, this water in Shabbos is Mukta. Because it's Neulah. The Maaseh is not allowed to flush it because it's Mishtamish B'Mukta. It's a Chufrum, Shemzamun, Chufrum, but Yashem is already. You're allowed to flush it. And the Shabbos is the Maaseh. You come to some houses like this in Shvi's, how you flush? First you have a problem, the guys have a soap in the bottom. Oh, but you take care of the soap. You can't flush the... So, B'Shas HaTchak, you're allowed to do like this with your hand because the ma'isa muktzeh gilach al yad could be as mutter. But the ma'isa a lot of times is mishtamash in muktzeh. And you can't say that it's bottle because davar sheyesh lematirim afilu be'elef le bottle. And while the water after Shabbos muktzeh is called davar sheyesh lematirim, so it doesn't have a heter. So maybe not to rush to move it from outside to inside. We'll stop here.